And the boss, you know, this is Nigeria. People know Sabiq, it's not in our soul. I think the black man's DNA was confused. That is, our own will be double helix, now scattered helix, for those of you who know biology. We don't know how to put every, you know, turn by turn, waiting. Ah, what's so called? So you can imagine Lagos, no bus, everybody rush. One thing I never did was to follow anybody rush. He said, you go sleep here. I never slept anywhere in Lagos. I always got a bus home. And don't think I waited longer than other people. Satan is a very wicked person. He will make you think you are making progress because you are running up and down. Activity and progress are two different things. Yes. Even in physics, they teach you. There's random harmonic motion. There is what they call what was the name of that kind of motion now? There's this motion that molecules are just running up and down. Brownian motion. God bless you. They are not going anywhere. Have you ever seen children? When I see adults trying to jog to lose weight, children do like 55 kilometers in the house every day. They don't go anywhere. Is it my children? I could look them once in a while. I go touch them. The boy could sweat. Where? In that sitting room. They'll be chasing each other around in a tight circle. You know, they are not trying to catch themselves, because if they really wanted to catch them, they would just stop and turn around. The person running into your hand. No, be so. They'll be full of. Activity and progress are two different things. Those days in Lagos, people, they run up and down, but me, God taught me that one long ago. I'll just stand in one's position. What are you going to do? I said, the bus that will carry me will stop right here. And you know, it never failed. It wasn't a matter of even too much faith. It was just common sense. I would just stand in one spot like that. You go see all the Muguns in Lagos. Obalende, you go that side. Me, as the rush go like that, the next one will just come, park, and turn. Obalende, I will not enter. See you boys later. The Lord is good. I said, the Lord is good. Now, if I was in that kind of business, that's what I would do. What am I saying? Understand that the power belongs to God. Anyone you don't get is not yours. Don't be envious. Don't disturb your soul because of it. Don't be envious. Don't disturb your soul. That which is yours will come to you. And there is a time for your manifestation. These are the things you should get into your heart. These are basic principles you put in your mind, and your soul will be quiet. By now I should have. There's nothing like by now. When I do it, I do it. There's no by now I should have. Are you getting my point? No, you won't disturb my soul. My times, all right, they are in God's hands. There is a season. Look, there are things, I just can't give you detail because you won't even be able to understand because you're not in my shoes. There are things that God did for me when I was not even asking for it. He knew the time was right. I was thinking that the time is still far away. Along the line, God will give me the time to preach a particular sermon I discovered some time ago from Joshua chapter 18, verse 3. There was a time the children of Israel thought that the time had not come. God said, the time passed long ago. Joshua called them and said, come guys, when are you going to step into the inheritance that God already gave to you? There are things you don't know that the time has come. Do you follow my point? A lot of times we teach, those of us in the body of, in the word of faith and the faith teachers. Now I understand, because then they used to say that they will be criticizing faith people, that they are practicing new age philosophy. When I grew some more and learned some more about the real faith, I agree with those who are criticizing. We think faith is the ability to take our lives into our own hands. No! Faith is the ability to live our lives in God's hands. That's what faith really is. To be able to relax and know that indeed God is in control. Like I said, doesn't mean that I'm a lazy and idle man. That's not what faith means. What it means, all right, is that I have discovered the work of God for each season. And whether I chase after something or not does not determine whether I will get it or will not get it. Listen, the thing that God really wants to give you in life, look, let me give the story of Ron Kennelly again. The thing that God wants to give you in life, a lot of times you're not even looking for them at that time. I told the story of Ron Kennelly several times, previous times. When he was rushing, I wanted to get recording. He wanted to get recording deal. Nobody gave it to him. When he gave up and said, "I'm not doing it again," that was when Domwe walked into the church and said, "Oh boy, now you sing just now. Come sing with us now." Derek Prince, when he left the UK to go to the US, He traveled believing he'll be back in 6 months. And he never came back. Why? Because from one thing to another, God kept opening one door after another for him. And by the time he died, he was preaching the gospel, covering half of the globe on radio on a daily basis. He has scores of books everywhere. He has blessed multitudes. Yet when he started on that journey, he did not even know he was going that far. Are you getting my point? Listen. You must bear that in mind. It's part of the things you use to quieten your soul. Recognizing that, look, indeed your life has a season. And that season is determined by God. And listen to me. Life is broken up into seasons. Are you getting my point? And each season, there's something you must accomplish. If you don't accomplish the work in one season, in that season, you waste more time waiting for the end of that season. And when you are spending time running up and down trying to get to the end, you miss doing the work of the season. Let me say it another way. That is, your life is broken up into seasons. And it's like university. There's year one, there's year two, year three, year four. Except that in the spiritual realm, even like on campus, they don't just count the years. They count the fulfillment of certain credits. If you need 50 credits to move to the next level, you must acquire 50 credits. There are certain courses you must take before the next. If you are so concerned about graduating, you don't do the course for today. You delay the day of graduation. That's what I'm saying. So if you are agitating about where you are supposed to be, and you forget what you are supposed to do today, you delay the time, all right? You keep on, you lengthen the time between where you are right now and when you are, when you will get to where you are supposed to be. Instead of focusing on I'm supposed to be, forget it. Where am I right now? Focus on that. Why did I say that? Until you fulfill the assignment for a season, God does not push you into the next. I know one thing for certain. You know, I'm a preacher. My life is in a particular phase right now. Some people will look and be counting age. No, be age, oh. God has counted. I can't see it, and he doesn't show it. He has counted the number of messages I must preach before this phase ends and the new one begins. You hear what I said? I'm telling you that, and I know it to be a matter of fact. You know, something happened recently. I don't know why I mentioned to you last time. Before Cosmo went down, there was a message I wanted to preach for radio, and I wrote it down. Now, I've not seen that book for a long time, sometime last year. Then, when we went back on Ray Power, when Cosmo didn't wake up again, we now went on Ray Power. So, I now began to, you know, for now, we are repeating, as you know, old messages, if you are very used to our messages. So, I'm preparing what I will start preaching that we'll put on radio again. So, one of the messages I decided to preach, I was now writing it down. I've been putting it down for some time. Then a few days ago, I was in my study in the house and I pulled the drawer and saw an old jotter. Opened the jotter and guess what? The same message I'm writing down now that I want to preach on radio, I just saw that I wrote it down sometime last year. I did not even know I did that. I don't know if I get what I'm saying. I just saw the message. The title was slightly different, but the same spirit. I saw the points. This one, I had more points. But this was exactly what I wanted to preach apparently before Cosmo went down. And I totally forgot. When we came back on Ray Power, all right, I'm repeating, so I'm putting down things I will teach. I started putting down what I thought was new, only to discover that I wrote that same thing down last year. What am I saying? It's a spiritual matter. God said, this is the next message you are going to preach. And listen, if I like, fight, do anything, until you finish preaching those messages for radio, Bobo, you ain't going anywhere. So the more the time you waste, the longer you'll have to wait. That's just the way it goes. Each season, I'm using myself because I'm a preacher. Listen, if you're a teacher of secondary school children, God has counted the number of children you must send to university before you leave that spot. One day somebody told me the story of Asu Ekiye. Asu Ekiye, one day we were in my house watching Asu Ekiye on TV. This Wekelemo, you know. So his pastor was talking about, he was just talking about how God can bless a man and God can bless a man and miracle, hallelujah. He now made a statement and said, overnight, you know, you two can become an overnight success like my son has. The person with me shouted, overnight waiting. This guy is my friend. We're in university together. Overnight waiting. They are demand every time. Munyaka, munyaka, munyaka. They come music day and night. And it was going from one church to the other. Why won't you settle? One day told his friends that he has a revelation, whichever way he said it, that he has to set up and empower 10 choirs before God moves into another level. So when you see him running up and down, he wasn't looking for popularity. He said, I must sow seeds into the lives of 10 different choirs before God opens any door for me. And the song you know as a key for is which one? Hey, wait, wait, wait. He did not know himself for that song. I don't know where I get my point. He thought he was an American Nigerian. Christ is coming to take his people back to base. They do back to base. The title of that album, now waiting, Back to Base. They were singing Los Angeles music. God, they looked them. Somebody just said, me will do this one. Hey, wait, wait, wait. All of them look like waiting. We'll be American boys, Keklodi. You don't know, say we'll be American boys. King Buski, the guy who did the production, said when I told him to do this, he said, look, say, wait, I don't have time for all this indigenous stuff. But I, Banky, would never have known there was somebody like King Buski if he did not agree to do Wekilemu. What am I saying? That's why Kiye went to go and do back to base. God did Wekilemu. You see what I'm saying, no? So if you listen to, if you watch the video, he went out one day somewhere, saw people gather. Oh, he went to a shop. By the time he came out, crowd don't gather. They say, that's where Kilim. That's where Kilim. Now where Kilim will be that. Now where Kilim will be that. By the time he came out, he looked at the crowd. Just shouted, hey, wait, wait, wait. Everybody just shouted, hey, wait, wait, wait. That's the song that God did. He was doing back to base. Now, you get my point. That's how life is, though. Seasons. Until you feel, look, you know what Satan does? It tells you, now this is the way you did. Your maze don't move to another season. Now, so the one boy, he's on death row now, as far as I'm concerned. He did for no good, he do business. His friend said, you did here. Ah, we did for Abuja, they make millions on a weekly basis. He just said, now he joined them, go Abuja. He reached there. The first person they kidnapped, police grabbed him. Where he was, somewhere in the east here, doing his small business, police left him alone. All he had to do was tackle local government house once in a while on tax matters. They told him, millions every day. You day here. He could look the boy, what they tell him. This boy, no, they lie. When you see him moto, you hear that he don't build house or village. And I'm my mate. Once you start saying, I'm my mate, just know police is about to catch you. I join them go Abuja. My friend was telling me one the other day, I said, human misery. Let me tell you the truth, eh? Oh God. The thing that Satan takes from people is sense. What God gives people is wisdom. Life is not as hard as you think. If you recognize the wisdom of God, life is easy. What am I saying? So my friend was telling me about one man in his church. This guy went to a professional shoemaker, you know, those who make shoes. And learned how to make shoes. Then he started his own small business. He started making shoes, making bags. And you know, little by little, this thing starts spreading. People start telling you, this man can do this. And he was getting clients, of course, slow, you know. But the thing was building up. People who knew were getting him clients. People were coming, repair good shoes, make bag for me. You know, business was growing. Then his friend told him that, you did here. We make more money than this in Abuja. What do? They say they sell Ghana must go. Did you hear what I said? That they sell Ghana must go for Abuja. And the boy packed up his boarding shoe business in Enugu here to go to Abuja to go and sell Ghana must go. I said that one sinned. He must have sinned. And this is judgment. The only thing that can make a man that stupid is sin, iniquity. He stole from somebody. The person didn't catch him. Now God has caught him. You have a business that has potential to grow. Then you go and sell Ghana must go. Why? Because you sell more, you make more money. That's the problem in life. Now when you think life is all about money. When they told, in fact, the person telling me the story felt like crying. Don't worry, in 20 years' time, he will come back. Now, no, so they be. Listen, I told you that God said, you said we'll run on horses. He said, therefore, you will run. He said, we'll run on swift animals. He said, therefore, those who are pursuing you will be swift. They will be faster than you. When you run away from poverty as a child of God without tackling it in the face of God, wherever you go to, it will eventually catch up with you. Don't think it will start immediately. No. How else will you be tempted if you don't see immediate prosperity? Immediately, when you get there, you will see money immediately. The boy will soon sell enough garlic must go in 1 week to make more money than I was making a month before. And that will be the foolishness that will entrench him there. Forgetting that there's something about productivity, about blessing the lives of people. Man, I love this idea of production, producing something. Because that one has only one potential, continual and eternal growth. If God blesses you, just walks away because of how much money they are making for any guy must go. Listen, life is in seasons. I'm talking about general understanding so they can quieten your soul. Each season, the work that God gave you for that day, until you finish that work, he gave you another one. Don't forget the parable of Jesus Christ about the Lord that went to go and take a kingdom. He gave his servants money. He said, do business with this until I come back. There is a day of the coming of the Lord. I don't mean the second coming of Jesus Christ. I mean in your personal life. Until that time, he says, do business with this until I come back. Write a book until I come back. Teach a few students until I come back. Pastor Banky, be preaching every day in that place until I come back. Until I come back. You know what that means? When I come back, if I don't find you there, nothing for you. There was a servant who they gave one. He produced 10. He thought it was about money. But when the master came back, he said, thou good and faithful servant, you will be in charge of 10 cities. That was when he came back. But there was one that produced nothing. He said, don't mind him. He kept it there and was running around trying to make it like his friends. Then when the Lord showed up, he didn't say, how much money did you make? He said, what did you do with that which I gave to you? You understand my point? The man could have gone to trade in horses. Then he left the master's money at home. Then when he came, he won many races in horses. Horse races, he was just winning. After that, when he finished horse racing, he went into car racing. After car racing, he went into athletics. He won many gold medals. When the master came back, he said, I have 17 gold medals here, there, and everything. He said, what about the money I gave you? He said, that one. Dig out, he did it. He said, this is it. See the problem? He said, Occupy with this until I come. That is where I will place you when I return is dependent upon how you produce with this that I gave you. Listen, I'm not going to strategize to do something else. I'm going to strategize to make this more efficient. Are you getting my point? If I get I pray once in a while. Actually meditating. If I get money like this, now what will I do? That thing crossed my mind that we're not going to build one big cathedral somewhere. And starts ringing bells all over town. Everybody come now. There's a church here. No. I say, we'll just take this onto more radio stations. We'll take this onto more TV stations. We'll take this onto more books. We'll take, just occupy with this until I come. And God doesn't come back until he has fulfilled everything he is supposed to do. If he comes back before then, it's for judgment. Are you getting what I'm saying? Hey, are you getting what I'm saying? What am I saying? This is how we quieten our souls. This is how we compose our souls. The realization of these facts. That's how we do it. That's point number one. I think I can leave that one there. All right, the Lord is good. I said the Lord is good. Now, having gotten all these things in our minds that is concerning that these general principles of life, that's the first stage. You must put that in mind when you are quietening your soul, when you are composing your soul, you remind yourself of these things. The next thing you must know, because this one is general, is that, I've said this again, so I won't spend much time on it. You must realize that your life is very unique. One, listen to this. Next, and God has said something specific concerning your, now listen to me, not general principles now, but concerning your situation. That is very important. I will explain that. All right? Now, I think we've studied this before. There is nothing you can ever experience in life that God did not know was going to happen. You hear what I said? Now, I'm taking us to the word of God. You know, we read from Joshua chapter 1. This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth. There is something about Christianity which makes it very unique. There are many religions in this world. You know that. There are many religions. There are plenty. There's something that makes Christianity very different. And it is the reason why I love the Bible very much. And I believe it. If you've heard Muslims talk, all the Quran has is just laws about morals, about society. That's just all there is to it. That shall do this, that shall not do that, that shall do this, that shall not do that. Let me not waste time. The only book that has not just rules of you shall not do, is the Bible. It has prophecies concerning people's lives and their destinies. It has accurate prophecies concerning the destiny of nations. It has accurate descriptions of the history of nations, spiritual descriptions of history. Things will happen, it will give you the spiritual reason they happen, and will tell you the outcome in days to come. He will come, call Daniel, come. These are the things that will happen to the people of God. And every single one of them will be fulfilled. A lot of the things in the book of Revelation, go and read this man's book, Rick Joyner, I think Shadow of Things to Come. Rick Joyner said he studied and discovered that a lot of those things in the book of Revelation were fulfilled years ago. Talking about the beast and this and all of that. And he'll give you accurate descriptions. You'll see it. How the beast was in league with kings, and kings gave their authority to the beast and all of that. Is there in the scriptures? God will tell you that, I will tell you these things, said through Isaiah, before they happen. So that when they happen, you won't say, my idol did it. Let me tell you, I declare those things that have not yet happened. I declare them before they happen, so you will know that I did them. The thing about Christianity, about the Bible, about the prophecies, is that, about the Bible, yes, let me like this, is that it contains the prophecies, the plan of God for nations and for individuals. That's a matter of fact. It doesn't just tell you, do this and don't do this. He will tell you things like, arise thou that sleepest, and Christ shall light upon thee. He will tell you things like that. He will tell you for what to do, that when a man is in distress, this is a word of God concerning his distress. And if this man believes it, that word will be fulfilled in the midst of his distress. It would describe, listen, oh God, I wish you would have enough understanding, study. You will see that the scriptures, and that's why it can never be proved wrong. Many years ago, some people said that it's not possible. When they said that two witnesses will be killed and the whole world will see it, and people say, Abba, is the whole world going to gather in which stadium and see the killing of two witnesses? Then George Bush bombed Iraq in Kuwait and the whole world saw it. Because before then, CNN was created. Are you getting what I'm saying? When it was written, nobody believed it was possible for you to kill somebody and the whole world will see it. But now we know. Barack Obama was sworn in. We all saw it. We all gathered and saw it. Now Spain wins World Cup. We all see it. We don't have to go to South Africa. Do you follow what I'm saying? That's what Christianity is about. Now, the promises that God wrote concerning our lives, for us to contact it, we needed a relationship with God by the blood of the sinless Lamb of God, Jesus Christ. That's why, listen. How do I say this so that you won't misunderstand me? Jesus came to achieve a purpose. It was not the purpose in itself. Do you get my point? He came to bring us to a place. For God so loved the world that he gave so that they would not perish but have. The main thing is so that we can have the promises of God manifested in our lives. So, how can we do that? He took his only begotten son, brought him down to earth, shed his blood to pay for our sins, and gave him as the forerunner so that we can enter into the holiest of all. What am I saying? Whatever situation you are in, God spoke a word concerning it long ago. And you cannot quieten or compose your soul until you discover that which is said about your situation. Let me try and summarize that on time. That is why I keep on saying it. You cannot be a Christian. I've seen people say before, that man is a prayer warrior. There are prayer warriors and there are prayer warriors. Do you know the difference? There's a man who prays as a warfare which he is doing in the service of God. And there's one who prays because praying is a culture. And when he worries, he prays. And the prayers are just a manifestation of the worry. Do you understand? Yes. I like to say some things just to freeze people. You know, I know they go all night prayer. I stopped long ago. You know my reason? We have to be beating drum to keep people awake. Why can't you beat it during the day? What's your problem? We like to pray all night because it's a habit. They say, Jesus prayed all night. Listen, before Jesus prayed all night, he walked all day. And the all night prayer was the only time he had to pray. And nobody beat any drum to keep him awake. There was no choir jumping. Everybody shouts, praise the Lord. Jump 10 times. Say, I shall not sleep. I have overcome sleep. When you have issues, sleep disappears by itself. I'm not making an issue here. There are things you just do out of habit. Real prayer warring, listen to me, is founded purely upon the word of God. Until Daniel read the book of Jeremiah, he couldn't pray Israel out of captivity. Until Daniel read the book of Jeremiah, he was in Babylon, prospering like everybody else. Then one day, I, Daniel, observed in the books, that's the book of Jeremiah, the number of the years wherein the word of the Lord came to the prophet Jeremiah that he shall accomplish concerning the desolation of Jerusalem, namely 70 years. Then I began to pray. You cannot pray until you have a word. What am I saying? Christian, I've heard it before. Say, that man, his own area is a word. This man's area is prayer. I say, these are confused people analyzing things they don't know. The man of the word is a man of prayer. The man of prayer that is a true prayer man must have been stimulated by the word of God. What am I saying? You know, I keep on saying it all the time. Christians, you don't go to church to pray. You don't go to church to sing. You go to church primarily to hear. He said, be careful, watch your steps when you come near to the temple. Draw near to, do what? Listen. Because any other thing you do that's not founded upon what you heard is called the sacrifice of fools. What am I saying? God has spoken a word about every situation. He said, labor to enter into rest. The first labor is laboring in the word of God. That's what I'm saying. We keep on coming back to this thing. Because he has said many things. I thank God for testimonies I hear here and there. One woman told me once about all the worries in her life. Then she began to listen to my message. She said, after that, sir, I began to leave. Before that time, she was going for prayer meetings. Deliverances, all night, all kinds of things. Then one day, somebody gave her one single MP3 CD. By the time she finished, she said, She washed her face. Said, God has wiped away my tears. Forget all of these ones. I know they pray again. Forget. That is, why did she begin to leave? Because the word entered. The entrance of thy word gives what? Light. And it gives understanding to the simple. He said, good understanding is what brings forth what? Favor.